Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Church. It's Friday. Time for another slice of fresh bread. John chapter 13, the conclusion of the week of Passion, beginning in verse 21. After saying these things, Jesus was troubled in his spirit and testified, "Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he spoke. One of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, was reclining at table close to Jesus. So Simon Peter motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So that disciple, leaning back against Jesus, said to him, "Lord, who is it?" And Jesus answered, "It is he to whom I will give this morsel of bread when I have dipped it." So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Then after he had taken the morsel, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now no one at the table knew why he had said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the money bag, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the morsel of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. Well, just a couple of thoughts in this text as we come toward the conclusion of this Passover meal that Jesus is using to affirm his deity and to express his humanity and to tell us of our redemption, and acknowledging that there's one that's going to betray him, and knowing there's one to betray him, that doesn't mean he treats this moment callously. On the contrary, those who stand against him and those who abandon him and apostatize, it troubled his heart. Grieves his heart. You can almost hear the words when he's looking over Jerusalem. "How often I would have gathered you to myself as a hen would gather her chicks, but you would not." The fact that all of this that Judas is doing is fulfilling the purposes of God does not cause Jesus to be callous in the moment, but you see his heart is troubled. And so when he says that someone's going to betray him, everybody at the table hears that. Peter, who was sitting toward the end of the table, motioned to John, that's the one whom Jesus loved. This is John's way of saying who he is without using his name. It's kind of a way to talk about his relationship with the Lord, which is one of a cousin relationship as well as a brother relationship, as the scriptures reveal to us. Jesus then says to him, this isn't something the entire table is hearing, that it'll be the one to whom I dip the morsel. Judas, the son of Iscariot, leaves, and Jesus tells him, "What you do, do quickly. Time's come. Get it done, and let's move forward." Jesus has come to get his purpose accomplished. So at that moment, the Bible says Satan enters into him. Now, clearly, Satan had been working on him, but, you know, here's something you need to understand. You're never a victim of Satan's work. If Satan's at work in you, it's because you open yourself up to him. Now, I know that you are indwelt by the Holy Spirit, but you can give Satan a foothold in your life. Never do it. The Bible says don't give the devil an opportunity. Judas is not a believer who's giving the devil an opportunity. He's an unbeliever. He's a thief. He's an apostate. He's a traitor. He's all of those things. And he is now confirmed in what it was written of him that he would do. But when he does it, it goes another level of demonic oppression in his life. And so he goes, and the rest of everything is not going to be a secret life that's hid as he's been doing it. It's going to be a revealed life of despair and depression that ends up in suicide. So he leaves and goes out. Nobody understands. They thought, well, he's got the money bag. He's probably getting something for the further celebration of the Passover feast. I guess that's probably what he's doing. Walking away from Jesus never leads to fulfillment. It only leads to despair. My dear friends, you who have walked to Jesus because he gave you eyes to see and faith to believe, those who are unbelievers, if you've walked away from him, you can turn, repent, and walk to him and put your trust in him. But if you have walked away from Jesus, it'll only end in despair. Keep following Jesus, but keep praying and asking God to use you in the lives of those who are walking away from Jesus, that they might turn and repent. You say, well, Harry, what if they don't turn and repent? That's the Lord's business. That's not ours. We don't pull up the weeds, because there's some weeds he's going to turn into good wheat. You keep sowing the seed. You keep spreading the gospel. You keep shining the light. And keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the
light unto me. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.